Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, a few weeks ago we were talking about second labels, which are the little brothers, the junior varsity of the big boys, and they represent really good values. And Shirin Bagora, you stumbled across one that you really were impressed with.
Yeah, I really didn't see this one coming. I walked into a local wine shop and the guy there said, "Here, you got to try this." And it was, the producer was called Arena. It's sort of a strange spelling. It's almost like it's got that Greek A-E thing. But it's Arena is the name of the producer. They're the second label for a very high-end Napa producer called Blackbird Vineyard, whose wines range from $50 to $215 a bottle. And this is the second label. It's actually named for Theodore Roosevelt's pretty famous speech called Man in the Arena, which sort of celebrates the common man who should be celebrated for his daily efforts in the arena. So this is the award. These are the arena wines. So the whole concept here is good, drinkable, quality, enjoy it wine. So I jumped in and I tried three, and I think these are the only three. So there's a 2019 Arena North Coast Cabernet Sauvignon. It's called Lean In, as if you're leaning in. And it's lovely, well-balanced, everyday Cabernet. Aromas of plum and cherry with very approachable tannins, good finish, totally varietally correct, and pretty decent amount of good old-fashioned complexity. And this sells for $17.99.
That's a very good deal.
It's a really good deal. And so that's the one that my friend turned me on to. And I thought, well, let me see if there's more here. And lo and behold, there was.
Tell me more.
Don't worry, I'm not going anywhere. Was the 2019 Arena North Coast Chardonnay. Now, usually when you get into inexpensive Chardonnay, they're either over-oaked or there's no acidic structure and the wines are kind of flabby. Not so here. This one is subnamed Conversations in Yellow. And as soon as you hear that, you taste the wine, you kind of get that whole Conversations in Yellow as a thought. You've got aromas and flavors of pear and peach over a wonderful zesty acidity, very fresh and vibrant. There is oak, but it's not overdone. It's subtly integrated, and it's got a great finish. Price point, what do you think, Al?
That sounds like about a $22 bottle.
$13.99.
Oh, that's my sweet spot.
Absolutely. Okay, happy with the cab, happy with the Chardonnay. Go on to the rosé. I'm expecting to be disappointed here. I am completely wrong. This is the AVA for this, or the appellation for this is San Francisco Bay. It's a 2019 rosé. It's a blend of Carignan and Mourvèdre, which immediately tells me I'm thinking south of France. And that's exactly the style of the wine. It's 135-year-old vines, pale pink. You've got peach, plum, flavors and aromas with just a hint of orange zest. It's classy, it's stylish. As I said, reminiscent of the rosés of the southern France, $13.99. So my wine value picks of the week, actually, I had a tie. The Chardonnay and the rosé. Hands down, awesome.
Fantastic, Hugh. We'll put this all on the website.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.